Hi, Southies! Welcome back to the UBSA South podcast. As always, I'm your host, Jeannie, and in this episode, I have Texas VSA and UTA VSA joining along with me. We're getting close to the end of our fall external season, but don't fret because we still have great externals for y'all to experience if you haven't gone to one yet. Let's go ahead and meet our special guests. Ryan, why don't you start us off?
Hey guys, my name is Ryan Nguyen. I'm the UT Vice President External. I'm a sophomore undeclared major, and fun fact, I'm in my car right now eating cereal, no milk.
We love that.
Oh my god.
Let's pass it on over to Kylie.
Hi guys, my name is Kylie. I'm the Vice President Internal for UTVSA. My pronouns are she, her, and a fun fact is I'm sitting outside of the dorms, like literally on the outside, because it's quieter out here than in the library.
It's crazy. The rambunctiousness of like studying on a weekday, you know? Yeah. Let's meet our final guest, Leslie.
Howdy, howdy. My name is Leslie Nguyen. My pronouns are she, her, hers. I am the current president of Arlington VSA. I am a super senior studying business administration, and my fun fact is that I have two cats, and one is named after a Studio Ghibli movie, and a second one is named after a Star Wars character.
Love that, love that. So let's get right into it. So this episode, we're covering UT's charity date auction and UTA's talent auction, which are going to be super, super fun externals coming up. So hopefully you guys are getting real excited. So let's kind of start off with getting to know more about UT's charity date auction. Ryan and Kylie, can you guys tell me more about what is your charity date auction?
I can take this one. So our UT date auction is something that we host every year in the fall. It's called a date auction, but it doesn't end with an actual date. It's just another charity talent auction where we invite people from our own school, UT, and then we invite, obviously, the external VSAs to come perform, and people can bid on them at the end of the night, and all that money raised goes towards charity. We also have, like, raffles, and we'll have snacks this year, and it's always followed by, like, an after set on 6th Street. But yeah.
Ooh, sounds super, super fun. Ryan, do you have anything to add on to that?
Yeah, so, I mean, funny enough, actually, I know a lot of the other VPXs plan, like, their external, whatever, so, I actually don't plan this one, Kylie plans it, so, you know, but, fun fact as well, I've actually never been to date auction, so, this is gonna be my first date auction, but yeah, it's just a charity date auction. People in the audience will bid on the performances that happen during the event, and it all goes to charity, so it'll be really fun. One I've heard, at least Vun, the VPI for South, she was saying how it was like one of her first events and it brought her into VSA. So I know it's just a lot of fun and I can't wait to experience it this year.
Ooh, sounds very, very exciting. I know a lot of people are heading out to UT Date Auction almost every single year. I know it's a really big one that many people look forward to. And I also know that each year you guys have a theme. So can you guys tell me more about your theme this year?
Yeah, so our theme is called, this year's date auction is titled Icon. It's a bit more ambiguous, I think, and up to interpretation than our past themes. But I chose that because our VSA has done, I think our specific VSA has done a lot of movie-related themes in the past, and I just wanted something that was more like vibes than something concrete. But yeah, the formal definition of icon is a person or thing regarded as a representative symbol or as like worthy of veneration. So we kind of took it in an art imitates life direction, where if you've seen the teaser vid, you can see like our lovely community chair. She's the icon or the muse. And Ryan actually is the kind of starving, crazy, obsessed artist. But yeah, you'll see it. It's filmed in Blanton Museum, which is an art museum that's actually on campus right next to us. But yeah, you'll see that like Addie, our community chair, she's surrounded by all of these famous paintings and beautiful sculptures, but she's actually the center of attention. So I just kind of wanted a fun, darker theme that reminded people that like you're your own icon, you're your own muse. You deserve to have the spotlight on you.
Oh yeah, for sure. That sounds really cool. I honestly always love the theme whenever I went to UT date or UT's date auction. I always love the fact that they have the center theme that kind of really wrap around the event, and I love kind of seeing that come to life when you're physically there. So I think that's really, really cool. I also know with UT's date auction, you guys have a crazy, crazy bidding. Have you guys had any crazy bidding stories in the past?
Personally, I don't have like a bidding experience that I like witnessed, but while we did, we were raising money for my last year's VSA dad, Zach, Zach P. And I just know, I didn't know, I didn't have any other past years to reference off of, so I didn't know how much money we were actually raising for him. But I know it got really high, and I think he got like around 1.5 thousand raised for him, so I thought that was really cool.
Wow, that's insane.
I
Oh my
know, it's
gosh.
crazy.
Well, honestly, it's a good thing because it's all for charity. So props to them for raising that much. I think it's really cool. I remember how when I went, we last year, Temu's cultural team performed, and we were trying to outbid everybody so that we can kind of take home our team back home. It was going super, super crazy how we were like yelling as loud as we could. I can't remember the exact amount, but I know it was like super, super high. And even my treasurer and I, when I was president, we were like kind of thinking, oh my gosh, how much do we have in the account so that we can't actually pay the amount? Because we were scared of like, oh, if we have to outbid like other people, we actually have to have it on hand, you know?
Yeah, I think I heard a story like someone said some amount higher than they actually raised, and he paid out of pocket for that. But it's crazy how much money that they actually raised through these events. I think it's super cool.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Definitely the energy is super high around bidding. I think it's one of the coolest aspects that you guys have, and I think it really draws in the community. So I honestly commend it. Like I think it's super, super fun.
For sure.
Yeah. But moving along, what can this year's attendees look forward to this year's date auction?
Okay, so this is gonna sound super corny, but this year's attendees, I think they can just look forward to themselves there. I think that every external that is hosted by every VSA in South and even like outside of South, I think that they're all special in their own way. So I personally think that like what people can look forward to at date auction is the people there. But yeah, it's like special every year because of people who choose to attend, perform, and people who just help us set up and make the night memorable for everyone. Like, of course, a lot of externals have raffles and snacks, and like obviously everyone has really amazing performers. But I think at the end of the night, the things that people remember most are like the fun stories that they have with the other members and the memories that they make with their own VSA friends and external schools. So yeah, I think that what people can look forward to most at date auction is themselves.
Oh yeah, love that, love that. Ryan, do you have anything to add on to that?
Yeah, this year we're coming out with food, obviously. Biggest part of
Ooh.
biggest part of the event. I know all the bidding's gonna get everyone hungry, so no worries. We're gonna have food this year. It's gonna be crazy. I think it'll be one of the best day auctions to date.
Ooh, putting it in the books right now. We putting it down. Everyone's gotta show out, show up, make it one of the best and biggest one yet.
He's manifesting it into existence.
I am. I want
For
this to be
sure.
really cool.
Awesome. Yeah, let's go ahead and move on and talk a little bit more about UTA's talent auction. I know it's sounding pretty similar, but Lizzie, what can you tell us about what UTA's talent auction is?
So essentially, the concept is all the same. We have performers come in and then everyone bids on them. We actually used to be called Date Auction a couple of years ago, but then we had to change the name because our school was not comfortable with that title. So that's why we changed it to Talent Auction. So essentially it's just very similar to the idea of the talent show and everything like that. And it's a really special year for us because it from based off what we like went back to our records to, this is our 10th talent auction. So it's our 10th anniversary doing this, and we have a lot planned out for it.
Oh yeah, sounds super, super fun. I can't believe that you guys are coming on your 10th anniversary. That's actually crazy. That's like a huge milestone, and honestly, it's really one worth celebrating. So I love that for you guys.
It really is. I'm very excited for it.
Yeah. Awesome, awesome.
Was it actually 10 years?
So you Arlington VSA has been around since like 1977, but like based off all the records I could find, I'm gonna say 10. Just based off the records, I'm gonna say 10.
How many years were you part of that?
Three.
So you're there for a third of
a third of it.
UT is history.
Oh, out of since 1977? I don't know about that.
10 years ago. The 10th anniversary.
Oh, since 10 quote, years quote. Ago, yeah. That's true.
Very true. But yeah, what makes your talent auction this year unique?
So this year we actually have a storyline. From the promo video to the script, everything is going to be tied together. Like there's a whole storyline about like everything that we have that ties into our theme, murder mystery. So it starts off with the promo video at the very beginning of the show, and then the script is written in a specific way to where every act is tied in back to our mystery and everything that has happened. So that's something that's going to be really unique to this year specifically, and I'm actually very excited for it because like the script itself, I've been working on it for like the past month trying to make sure everything ties in together.
Wow, that's honestly insane. Like I never have thought of like a murder mystery tying in with like a talent auction or like even performances really. But honestly, I'm really excited to see how that plays out. Sounds super fun.
I think like with all these themes, like how you described it, I'm just wondering like in the future how crazy the themes are going to be, because you know people can't reuse the stuff we used in the past, and it's only going to get like the bar is just going to keep being raised. So I'm just like thinking of the future.
I do agree. Yeah. I think that's like I agree with you, Ryan. Like it's really hard to like top the year before with like a new theme. And I feel like the theme that we had last year for ours was like 12 celestial bodies. Like the theme itself was like tied in together really well. And I'm like, I had to think really hard for this theme. Like my entire board and I, like we were thinking, you know, like what can we do to top this? Like we have to be better.
I know, it's crazy, but it still seems interesting. Like murder mystery, I'm so down. I love murder mystery, you know.
I love it. Yeah. Who did it? Was it you?
Not me.
Did you do it?
I don't even go to UTA. I'll be there, but don't look at me.
Plot twist. It's Kylie.
What?
Spoiler alert.
Performance.
Spoiling it now, guys. Yeah. Love that for you guys. Sounds so, so exciting. But with murder and mystery, is there anything you can like tell us more about your theme? Like any beans you can spill?
Are they gonna be like little clues around the venue?
Oh, yeah, little clues, little characters.
No, not to those specifically. But we have 9 suspects. We currently have 9 suspects in holding. Ooh, and you get to find out who those 9 suspects are if you come on November 18th.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh,
I'll be there.
Y'all better show up, solve this mystery with us.
I've already signed up.
No, for real. Please help me solve it. I can't do this by myself.
Oh, you don't even know.
It's a group effort. All of South has to help. Come on, we gotta show up.
Yeah, that's how crazy the mystery is. Like Leslie doesn't even know who did it.
Yeah, we got people from out of region helping us with this too.
Oh my god. Ooh. That's crazy.
That is crazy. But yeah, I know that a very big part of our South space is UTA's dance team. Super infamous, super great, super cool. I know a lot of people look forward to their performance every year. Is there anything that you can share about this year's performance and their preparation leading up to it?
Yes, I can. I actually love our dance team so much. I used to be a part of it myself. Something I could share is that if you missed it at OU, the cultural dance at OU, or the modern performance at UT that's upcoming, you get to see it at our home school, on our home campus at Talent Auction. And something that's really special about it is that this year they're involving props and set pieces because in the past they weren't able to do so. And now they have the vision and the ideas for it to come to life this year. And I was told by my cultural chairs to pass this message that expect something cute, but add in a little bit of spice.
Ooh, y'all heard it here first.
It's gonna be a little spicy. I don't know what it is, but it's gonna be spicy.
Yes, prepare to get your socks blown off, I guess. Like, well, we don't know until we're there, honestly.
Yeah, no, I
That's why
we
I'm
don't
coming.
we
I've
don't
already signed up and paid.
That is true.
know.
That is facts. But I didn't see Kylie's name there, so.
Yeah.
Or Jeannie's.
Oh, hold on. You know, I'm still thinking about it. I gotta think about money.
I'll fund you myself. I'll pay for you
I am like
myself. Oh, that's a glorious.
99% there. It's just like to do it.
What are you missing? A dollar? I'll give you a dollar.
It's all good. It's all good. But I think I'll sign up. It's just like I don't know. I'm just lazy. It's
Sign up now,
okay.
pay later. Find us on Linktree slash UTA VSA and scroll down.
Yes. Okay. But yeah, so excited. I know y'all's events are like one of the greatest events that most people look forward to, especially because it's towards the end of the semester. A lot of people that haven't experienced an external yet are probably going to these, or they're trying to close out their external season and end it off with a bang. So I know a lot of people are looking forward to it, and it's probably going to be super fun. And a great way to kind of end your fall season and, looking ahead for next semester. But yeah, kind of moving along for like a question for all of y'all. On the top of externals, what has been your favorite external memory? Doesn't have to be from like this past year. It could be like years ago, like any external memory.
I mean, I don't got a lot of, things that externals to choose from, but
Who's a baby?
Just a baby.
hey man, I'm here now, so I don't know what happened, but yeah, it was last year, last semester, not last year, sorry, last semester, spring semester of 2023. It was UTSA. That was my very first external, and I just kind of went on a whim because my friend was like, "You're gonna love it. I'll pay for your housing." I'm like, "Oh, okay, I'll go." And it was really fun because I didn't know what an externals were. Just kind of explained to me like, "Oh, it's just a performance," and then it's after set. But UTSA had like the kind of the fake gambling like casino type thing going on, and I thought that was super fun because I was just having fun with my friends, and I went in all in on like a blackjack table. And then I got a blackjack, so I tripled my chips. So yeah, I just had fun there.
He's just a baby, but the gambling has already started. Make it make sense.
Make it big, okay? 99% of gamblers stop before they win big. I don't
What kind of statistic?
It's true. I mean, if you think about it logically, I'm just saying.
No, I agree with Kylie on this. What kind of logistic is that?
Cricket noises.
I'll just see myself out then. It's all right, guys.
Imagine if he actually left. I don't know about Kylie, but ironically, my favorite external is a UT external. It is, I went 2 years ago when I was a secretary, and it was convention. Convention has been my favorite external so far ever. In my time in BSA, I loved being able, it's a very similar concept to Summit, our leadership summit that we have in South. Like the concept is very similar where they get workshops and they have games and things like that. And then they have a keynote speaker and everything. But the aspect that I really liked was the family aspect because I had two co's, which was last year's Texas VSA's treasurer and VPI, Anna and Patrick. Shout out to them. Love them. But they were the highlight of my entire convention experience because we got to, you know, walk around campus together and spend a lot of time, a lot of quality time with each other. And I genuinely do like feel like that like event made me like more genuine friendship than majority of the other externals that I've been to.
It's actually funny to say that, Leslie, because I was talking to them. I was talking to the last year's officer board today, and I was like, oh yeah, I have a podcast thing with Ryan and Leslie from UTA. And they were like, oh, Leslie, like, I love her.
I miss them. They have my heart. They have my whole heart.
Hey, all this convention craze is kind of raising the bar. So like, don't expect anything crazy this year, okay?
Hey. You got this. You got it.
Yep. Don't worry. It'll be fun.
What about you, Kylie? Do you have a favorite external memory?
Okay. So, funny story. I've only been to one external. And it was the one with Texas State, the tubing external we had with Texas State and UTSA. I think my favorite memory from it is just lounging around and actually being able to meet the other officers from different VSAs, because I think Ryan knows a lot of them, and Kathy, our president, knows a lot of them. But when they talk about Leslie, or they talk about any of the other officers, it's just like y'all are like have no place in my mind because I can't picture anyone. You know what I'm saying? But it was really fun meeting all of the external officers. They're all really nice, and it's really fun. Like, it's one big community. Yeah,
that's your sign to come out to UTAs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Come out,
make some money.
Yeah, I need you to help me solve it. I need everyone here to help me solve that mystery.
No, yeah, I definitely agree with all of y'all. I love the community that externals kind of give us in being in this region. It's not just like, oh, you're going to this external with your school and just kind of like sitting there and just like, I guess, watching. Like, you can also like interact with all the other attendees, like get to meet the other schools, meet the other students. You may see these spaces again, you know, and it's kind of good to like, you know, make new friends and stuff like that, especially with the externals that like give you a lot of interaction, like convention and like South's Leadership Summit. Like, those allow you to really get really close to the people within our region. And I think that's, like, the biggest thing you can get out of going to an external is meeting new people and building these friendships and continue to go to even more externals so that you can catch up. I think that's one of the biggest things that people still come out to externals, like, often is just so that they can see, like, their Summit family or their Camp Legacy family. And I think that's so cute. Whenever I see that, I think it's so cute.
Yeah, it's super cool. And also, I don't know if about like everyone else, but for me, my first external, like seeing all the other schools just attend this one event and at this other school, it's just like the community, the size of the community really stood out since then, since the first external. I'm like, wow, this VSA is really big, you know, and I never really thought about it. But yeah, I definitely keep going to see like people I know from UTD now or my camp fam. And it's just really nice to see them. And I don't know, it's just really cool knowing people from like outside of where you live. It's just like a weird, different kind of warm feeling, you know?
I agree. I do, personally, for me, I feel like VSA is my home away from home. Like, VSA is truly a second family for myself. And like, I agree with Ryan, where it's just like, oh, like, it's like that warm feeling, like having that community, like you said, Jeannie. So it's just like being able to be with like, all your friends or like people that you consider family is always like a really good time. Just there's nothing you wouldn't do for them, whereas like you would drive or in other cases fly halfway across the country for your friends.
Oh yeah, when that starts to happen and when you start flying to see your friends, ooh, you know VSA is strong. That bond is so strong.
You got
yourself
in a deep rabbit hole.
This is funny. For those who don't know, I just came off a flight from California. And it's like, we were supposed to record this yesterday, but I changed my flight last second to stay back because I couldn't bear to just leave my friends in NorCal. So I changed my flight to stay an extra day there. And, you know, it was worth it.
So your NorCal friends mean more to you than your Southies? Your fellow Southies?
Don't put her on the spot like that.
Sorry, that's weird.
Don't put me on the spot like that. They mean a lot to me, but South will always be my home.
Correct.
South on top. South is on top.
South number one.
South number one.
We love that. Moving a little bit along, are there any future projects that either UT, y'all, or UTA are starting to work on? Especially coming up towards this end of semester, or even starting up next semester for the spring?
So for this upcoming spring, we're collabing, at least Leslie, me, UTSA, UH, UTD, UARC, and TAMU. We're trying to set up a esports thing. I know TAMU has been doing it in the past, but I think we're trying to make it a little bigger between more of the schools. So a little esports tourney is looking forward to that next semester.
I don't know how to run an esports tournament, so good luck to me. Ryan has to carry me through this, but something really exciting for UTA is that we are already starting our Thet Festival planning, which is hosted in February. And this is open to like anyone allowed to come, like people from campus, like our local fellow student orgs on campus at UTA, as well as like any VSA person within the area. So, you know, Ryan, if you just happen to be at UTA during that time, swing through. You too, Kylie, please swing through. So that's a very exciting project. It's our second biggest event that we typically host. And this year it's led by our VP internal, Samantha, as well as our two cultural chairs, Bianca and Henry.
Ooh, sounds super fun. Really looking forward to it. I know our partner schools are always doing really, really big things. And each year they kind of surprise me of like their big projects and how it just keeps getting better and better. I know like when you kind of look back on like previous years, you're like, oh, I definitely know what I can improve and make bigger, just so like each year is so much more fun and something to really look forward to. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how that's going to turn out. You know, me being like kind of behind the screen and kind of watching through everybody's like videos and photos, I just love seeing that. So
why are you behind the screen when you should be in person? Hello?
Maybe.
I'll pay for you. Come on, girl.
Maybe. I might pull up. We'll see.
This is on the record on UVSA South podcast. I won't turn this down. If you go, I'll pay.
Leslie, what's
everyone is my witness.
She wants me so bad.
For real, I do. Please.
But yeah, we're kind of getting to the end of things here. But yeah, this has been our third episode in the books already. I hope you got a little bit more insight on what Texas VSA and UTA VSA has coming up for you all. And just a reminder that we have new episodes out every month, so don't forget to follow us. But until the next one, bye everyone.
Bye-bye. Bye guys.